Expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I noticed the snow just doesn't melt. I wonder why. We've had warm temperatures for a couple of days, and it's just the sun, clear skies, and we just cannot get the snow to melt. Because it's fake. I think it is polyester. It's not real. And I noticed that the interstate, concrete, it's white. But the streets, after the storm was over, the interstate was albino white. It was so white I couldn't, I thought I was driving on snow. I don't know what the state of Colorado is doing. Maybe they're getting a contract to use double the amount needed, the calcium chloride, or there's another product similar. And the asphalt, I've never seen white asphalt before. Wonder what's up. So we have fake snow, white Christmas, and fake snow, snowballs. And we don't have black asphalt. I'm following a vehicle a couple of days ago, and this on the interstate. And there is myself and another vehicle up ahead of me, maybe 50 yards. And I noticed that as he's driving, there's a little bit of dust coming up off the road. And I'm thinking, my gosh, it's just like powder. So anyhow, polyester snow. I've been watching the latest with the campaign, the terror, the fear that the Democrats have. Joe Biden's shelf life is over. And Donald Trump winning in Iowa handsomely. But I'm not fooled. He won't return as president. I know it really upsets many MAGA people, but I want you to know the truth. I don't want to lie to you. This government has already rigged the election or already canceled the election. In one way or another, it's rigged so that Trump won't return, or it's canceled and Trump won't return. I think the American people, the conservatives, those that have been following the criminal activity in each election, are realizing that Donald Trump, as much as they don't want to admit it, will not be the next president. With me, I have presented to the audience many times the matter that Donald Trump, because he's in the Bible, and he won't have two full terms, though he does win the election twice. He did win the 2020 election, and more people are realizing that that's the truth. But he wasn't allowed in the Oval Office. He's still the president. Melania is still the first lady. He's just not behind in the Oval Office at the president's desk. He's been denied the opportunity to sign any legislation. And everything that the imposter signs, it's a blank piece of paper with a title on the top. That's the only legislation that is being that's passing. Now, another thing. The United States, with Israel going to war with Hamas on October 7th, This has given the United States an opportunity to escalate military operations in the Middle East, especially now that the Houthi terrorists in Yemen have brought the ship lanes in the Red Sea and the Suez Canal pretty much to a halt. This has given America the opportunity to send naval naval ships to the Persian Gulf and to the Red Sea. We are escalating the coming wars. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor, I'll help you get by.
So the world is on fire. War is the word for the coming months and years ahead. This is what we have to prepare for. This is why we have to transition. And though war may not come, well, actually, I would say that war has come to the United States also. And it's in the sense of immigration. This is war. If you can't, there's the enemy within and the adversary without. I'm sorry, the adversary within and the enemy without. The adversary within, East Coast, Seven Hills of Hell. For the most part, that's the enemy within. The enemy of the people. And there's no recourse. We won't change the plans that these people have for the people of the United States of America. To destroy the country, according to Jeremiah 51, is the borders will be opened, the enemy from the nations will become members, citizens of the country. They will deplete the nation of its resources and destroy it economically. This is part of the plan. And Christ, or I should say that Jeremiah, one of Christ's prophets, did say that America would be invaded. People would come in like rodents out of the cornfield, out of the wheat fields in the wintertime, seeking shelter. This is what's happening. It's in the Bible, and we're watching it happen. We're the recipients of the judgments that God said would come upon the United States because the men who rule, that are in the positions of power, will not acknowledge God openly. They will not acknowledge the God of heaven, bringing a curse upon the nation. This is what Klaus Schwab is saying. In Davos, he stated that the elections will soon be a quaint relic of the past. He says that AI will be the coming king of democracy. So he really shows who he really is. The nations will no longer need to bother holding elections because voters can easily be replaced by artificial intelligence. AI is more capable of choosing a nation's leader, says Schwab. Question: is AI going to pick the next president of the United States of America? Is Klaus Schwab speaking in code? What is he saying? Is this projection telling the attendees at Davos the plan? AI will choose the next president of these nations. What about America? One thing about technocratic globalists, they aren't bashful. They speak boastfully as if everyone shares their excitement about all of the death and dehumanization they envision. During the discussion, Schwab and a gentleman by the name of Sergey Brin stated that digital technologies such as AI could be used to advance the World Economic Forum's globalist agenda. That was out of Rebel News. So technology, according to the article, it now has mainly, it has a analytical power, Schwab said. And Brin agrees. Now we go to into predictive power. These people, I know where they're from. These people are from the dark, deep recesses of Gehenna. Technology now and digital technology mainly have an analytical power. Now we have predictive power. We have seen the first examples. Your company is very much involved in it, Schwab said, as if to give the little boy Wonder from Google a fatherly pat on the back. So, Schwab said the next step for digital technology would be to replace voters with AI. But then the next step could be to go into prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections. Because you can already predict, he said. And afterward, you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know that the result, we know what the result will be. Then he talks about this Yuval Harari, Schwab's top advisor. He stated a few years ago that in the age of AI, humans will no longer have free will. So this is the God of the future. The God of creation gave man free will. The God of the future, AI, you will have no free will. You'll have no choices. You won't make choice. You won't have an opportunity to choose. AI knows what everyone is thinking and is able to influence people's choices, at some point literally making all choices for them, then why would we even need to bother with elections? The world would, at a point, no longer be populated by humans, but by remote-controlled transhumans. That's the ultimate goal of technocrats like Schwab. Depopulate the humans and replace them with AI augmented transhumans. And this is true. A scientific dictatorship. Technocracy. We're not waiting for this technocracy to... We're not waiting for it. It has arrived. So, then another article from Rebel News. The World Economic Forum expels Christians from the demonic Davos promenade. The one thing you cannot talk about in Davos is Jesus Christ. Behind AI, there are demons. Behind artificial intelligence, you have a demonic world. You can promote communism, such as you'll own nothing and be happy. You can promote fascism. You can promote drug use. Video games and drugs are the future of mankind. You can even promote Islamic terrorism. But the one thing you cannot talk about here in Davos is Jesus Christ. The article by Avi Yemini, he said, I know that because I saw police swarm a small group of people who had come to hand out free literature about Christianity. Law enforcers of censorship are the Swiss police, who have been so good about respecting freedom of speech. But I suppose it shouldn't be surprising with Klaus Schwab, Luciferian, his family coming from a line of Luciferians involved in the occult. And Schwab, birds of a feather flock together. So who does Schwab bring to Davos? The people who are employees of Lucifer, sent by Lucifer to maintain control over his kingdom of darkness. And he has a right to do that. Lucifer, the devil, has been employing mankind for 6,000 years. God has been redeeming humans for 6,000 years. Christ, for 2,000 years, has given people free will to deny him or to accept him. And if they accept him and repent of their sins, because we're all deceived, he promises eternal life. And that's what Christ gives his followers, eternal life. These people have been deceived into believing they're going to have eternal life. They are, but it's going to be in an inferno. There won't be any joy where they're going, and they know it. And still they refuse to accept Christ to be free from eternal punishment. So they take over this town for a week. And then this guy, he says, there's a whiff of sulfur in the fresh mountain air. And the writer says, I'm Jewish myself, which is why I believe deeply in freedom of religion. These days, Christians are persecuted around the world, from China to the Middle East. It's just a shame to see that the world at the World Economic Forum, see that at the World Economic Forum also. But this individual got a whiff of sulfur in the air. Oh my goodness. And he's not even a Christian. He could smell the sulfur in the depths of Hades. It must have reached the earth's surface. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free, no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC. I'm pretty sure that you agree, this smells like sulfur to me. AI is going to make decisions. You have no free will. Definitely smells like Hades to me. So they expelled the Christians from the demonic Davos. Well, Christians are being expelled from all over the world. The name of Jesus Christ is very offensive to people because he's God himself. I am going to, I'll continue along that line. Bill Gates of Hell. This is out of peoplesvoice.tv. Peoplesvoice.tv. Bill Gates has boasted that artificial intelligence will help the global elites eradicate independent media from the internet. That's just what we need. AI is going to eliminate independent media from the internet. In a recent episode of Unconfuse Me with Bill Gates,
Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI and tech billionaire Bill Gates, billionaire Bosch, he's a trillionaire, controversially delved into the potential of artificial intelligence as a tool for maintaining democracy and promoting world peace. No, world death, not peace. Microsoft founded by Gates and OpenAI, whose CEO Altman is currently working closely with Microsoft, promoters of using AI to solve global issues. Gates spoke excitedly on the topic. I do think AI is the best case. In the best case, can help us with some hard problems, including polarization, because potentially that breaks democracy, and that would be a super bad thing. In addition to resolving polarization, the two heavyweights also discussed the notion of AI potentially acting as a peacemaking tool. Oh, okay. So now AI is going to be a peacemaking tool. I don't think so. There's only one Prince of Peace. Only one Prince of Peace. Not AI. And also at the same time, I would say that, again, this is from peoplesvoice.tv. I'm looking for one. Oh, it can help us with problems. Well, I'll say this. Christ did say in Luke 21 that we would live, that we'd be in a time eventually, and I say when Bill Gates was alive, where there would be no solution to the problems of the world. Now, Gates is saying that AI can be the peacemaker. No, you can't control the heart of man through AI. He goes on to say, whether AI can help us go to war less, be less polarized, you'd think as you drive intelligence, I'd love to have people working on the hardest human problems, like whether we get along with each other. So now you're talking about playing God. This is God now. This is what he's talking about. Continuing, I think that it would be extremely positive if we thought that AI could contribute to humans getting along with each other. So he's going to be the individual to use his technology to bring peace upon the earth. Sam Altman responded positively to Gates' vision, stating, we've got to find out and see, but I'm very optimistic. I agree with you. What a contribution that would be. This is God. This is what they're doing. This is replacing God with artificial intelligence. Going on, if the key is to stop the entire world from doing something dangerous, you'd almost want global government. Here we go. Which today, for many issues like climate, terrorism, we see that it's hard for us to cooperate, Gates said. When the topic came to global issue and issues like nuclear war, on the topic of polarization, Altman and Gates lamented that the government, they allege, didn't act on social media polarization, but hoped that there would be potential with AI. I don't understand why the government was not able to be more effective around social media, but it seems worth trying to understand as a case study for what they're going to go through now with AI, Altman added. This is more projection. They are predictive programming. These are not people making an observation. This isn't an observation. This is predictive programming. They are telling you or telling us what they plan to do, and there's nothing we can do about it. Eventually, it will come to pass in this country and to a lesser degree in other countries. Continuing. Well, we'll continue in just a second. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. A God near you is coming, AI.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1,
again, the article is peoplesvoice.tv, and the it concludes by saying that I don't understand why the government was not able to be more. I read that already. The discussion notably admits a critical aspect: the influence of the programmer's own beliefs and principles on AI's functioning. Bill Gates' beliefs are to be a virus that will kill as many people as possible. That is Bill Gates' belief. Bill Gates has nothing but murder in his heart. You don't need AI to tell you that. I could say, what is the name of that device, Alexa? Here's what I would ask Alexa. Alexa? Yes. What is in Bill Gates' heart? She would say death. Death is in Bill Gates' heart because he is 100% for depopulation of whites and blacks, Asians, Latinos, every race, men, women, children, doesn't matter. That is what he's for. There's death in his heart. That's all that is in his heart. The designers and developers of AI systems inherently embed their own ideas about democracy, free speech, and governance into AI's algorithms. This raises significant concerns about the impact of these personal-based biases on the AI's neutrality and its ability to make fair, unbiased decisions. That's pretty heavy. Unbiased decisions. The prospect of AI systems being programmed with stunning comment that will no doubt be buried by the mainstream media and Google search engines. So this is what's coming to this world. No elections. AI will decide who is going to be the candidate, who will be the president. AI most likely is already planning to replace the candidates with the individual that AI determines would be the best candidate or the best person for that job. And with Bill Gates stating that, you know, AI is going to eradicate independent media from society, why would you even need to have any more coverage of any of these races? Why? Why would you need to cover the races? AI's already determined who's going to be the president. In my view, AI has chosen Barack Obama. More and more people now are taking a serious look at Barry Satoru because they're realizing that this person is the choice candidate of the liberal, hard liberal left. This is their candidate. There is no one on the horizon that they would prefer to return to that position of power than Barack Obama. And with AI involved, AI, I'm pretty sure artificial intelligence would choose Barack Obama. And with the Republican Party, or a joke, the Rhino Republican Party is a bigger joke. Even within the conservative Republican Party, which is still a joke, then you have the true Republican Party, which would be the Trump supporters, the true supporters of Donald Trump who are not Judas Iscariots like Michael Pence. These people, as much as they would like to see Donald Trump return, there is no way he will be able to continue his presidency in this coming election. It's not to be. He won't be able to take the White House once again. And I'll tell you why. There are people like Mike Pence, like all of the people around Donald Trump who supported Donald Trump as he neared his first election in 2016. Everyone, all of a sudden, these chameleons changed color. Everybody was on board with Trump. Everybody was a Trump supporter. Michael Flynn, 100% behind Trump. No, not true. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I've always liked Sarah, but I have been digging into Sarah's past. I'm sorry to say that Sarah is not as squeaky clean as we would want to believe, or her father. Yes, they are conservatives, but birds of a feather flock together, and who do you bump elbows with has got to be the question. Who are you bumping elbows with? All these generals that were in the Trump administration, it was evident they couldn't stand him, but it was very difficult to find the people who could act and pretend to be Trump supporters.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code
KHNC.
And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code to save $90.
KHNC.
That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with. Promises, promises now. I don't know how. This is where those promises, promises end. I don't pretend that what was wrong can be right. Every night I'll sleep now.
My question is, how is Donald Trump going to have the strength to walk out of the political world? How is he going to be able to make that decision to walk away? Everyone around him, for the most part, has betrayed him. And, you know, it's as if he purchased a professional football team when he won the election. And he had all these star players to pick from. And almost to a T, everyone was a Judas Iscariot, except Mike Pence was the biggest Judas Iscariot of the Trump White House. This man this man is going to, he's not a Christian. For the Christian people who believe that Mike pretend to be a Christian Pence is a Christian, I don't think so. This type of Judas Iscariot, this Alexander Hamilton of 2016, and all the others. And like I said, I'm not going to be able to completely present what I would like to present about Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She took the White House position as the press secretary. And when she took that position, she was worth $50 million. She didn't need the job. She's worth $50 million. But the people that she bumps elbows with, they knew that she would be a perfect person to put in the position there in the White House. Some of her, where do I begin? When she was just a young girl at age 9, she began stuffing campaign envelopes for her father. She has no life experience outside of politics. She's never held a political job until she became Trump deputy press secretary. She acquired up to $50 million net worth based on a $345,000 a year political consulting job before joining the Trump White House. And it qualified her to be one of the most successful political consultants of all time. A $50 million girl. Traitors. Now, I'm not saying that she's like Mike Pence, but she is part of the Republican-Democrat uniparty. Traitors. Nowadays, you don't know who you can trust. There are traitors all around. The enemy without, the adversaries within. Donald Trump, how is he going to gracefully exit the political world? We're going to see this year. It's going to happen. Let's visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.